This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shridhar Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 19th of June. Well, bull remains in control of DC throughout the trading session and pushed benchmark indices above their crucial resistance levels. In fact, Sensex rallied by more than 500 points while the Nifty 50 closed above 10,200 levels and reclaimed 100 days moving average on a closing basis on Friday. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 564 points to close at 34,772, while the Nifty 50 closed 168 points higher at 10,257. Now, positive global cues and a smart rally in RIL stocks, which took it past the 11 lakh crore market capitalization mark, helped build the gains. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in realty, energy, oil and gas and telecom space, while profit-taking was visible in IT, consumer durable and metal index. Now, on the broader markets front, mid-cap index rose 1%, while the small-cap index gained 1.38%. Top Nifty gainers include names like Tata Motors, RIL, Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv, while on terms of losers, HCL Technologies, Vedanta, M&M and Indusind Bank were the top Nifty losers. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the realty index rose 6.3%, followed by the energy index, which gained 5%, and the oil and gas index closed with gains of 2.5%. Now, profit-taking was seen in IT and consumer durable stocks. Volume spike of more than 200% was seen in stocks like Ujjivan Financial, Federal Bank, DLF, Equitas, India Bulls Housing Finance, and Adani Enterprises. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Hero MotoCorp, Godrej Properties, Bajaj Finserv, Axis Bank, etc. And short build-up was seen in stocks like M&M, Vedanta, and NIIT Technologies. Now, more than 120 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That include names like Bayer Crop Sciences, RIL, Dixon Technologies, Vaibhav Global, Ruchi Soya, and Muthoot Finance. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in news or which were in focus based on some sort of news flow. Well, RIL is the first stock. In fact, the stock price jumped over 6% to hit a fresh record high after the company said the record investment it received for Jio Platforms and a mega right issue helped it become a net debt-free company well ahead of its March 2021 target. Now, it became the first listed company to cross the 11 lakh crore market capitalization mark on Friday. Now, ICICI Bank gained over 3% after the private sector lender sold a nearly 4% stake in its insurance arm, ICICI Lombard General Insurance Company. HIL share price surged 20% after Sunil Singhania's Abacus Emerging Opportunities Fund bought 1.3 lakh shares. The Ramco Cement stock price jumped over 3% after the company for fiscal 2019 and 20 reported net profit of 18.4% up at 605 crores. Moil stock price shed almost 4% after the company reported a fall of more than 90% in its consolidated net profit at 13.47 crores for the March quarter. Now, let's also look at how Nifty is placed in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty formed a bullish candle for the third day in a row. It closed above its 100 days moving average at 10,094 on the daily charts and also above 10,200 levels. Now, if the index sustains above Friday's low of 10,072 levels in the coming week, then it could retest recent swing high of 10,328 registered on 8th of June. Now, on a fresh breakout above 10,328, bulls shall eventually head to challenge the 200 days moving average, which is placed at 10,917 levels, before some resistance can be witnessed around about 10,751 and 10,827 levels. Now, in case Nifty fails to sustain above 10,072 next week on a closing basis, then it should undergo some minor consolidation. That's what most technical experts suggest at this point in time. For the time being, positional traders shall consider booking profits in the next session if Nifty fails to close above 10,328. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartviewIndia.in said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.